The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart, and Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and I'm very excited to talk to some people from Market Van Buren. I have Zach Morris, the executive director, and I also have Sarah Snewink, and you are the economic development coordinator, and you guys are joining me today. Very excited to learn more about not only you guys, but of course, the things that are going on in the Van Buren area. But first off, tell me a little bit about yourself, Zach. I know you probably have a lot of people say, hey, are you that Zach Morris? Sort of like, yeah, Michael Bolton from The Office. What's your favorite, you know, Saved by the Bell episode?
Absolutely.
But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I am that the Zach Morris of economic development. Not of Saved by the Bell fame, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, I'm an executive director of Market Van Buren. And Market Van Buren is the economic development organization for Cass in Van Buren County. So we're a two-county organization here in Southwest Michigan. And, you know, the reason we exist is to help create a successful and vibrant economy here in Southwest Michigan. And, you know, some of the things we do is we work with the communities, we work with businesses and people to make sure that we have that vibrant economy. And I like to talk about that the three have to be in a symbiotic relationship, meaning they're interdependent, right? Mm-hmm. You know, businesses need talented people working in their shops. And in turn, those talented people need paychecks, right? I mean, Johnny, I'm sure you love doing what you're doing, but, you know, you want to get a paycheck, right?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. If that doesn't come through, I'm not going to do my job. I'll be
honest. That's it. That's it. You know, and so those talented people, you know, we want to live in good communities, right? We want to have safe places to live. And if you have kids, good schools.
Yeah.
And, you know, that has the coffee shops that you can go sit in and, you know, grab a nice cup of coffee and, you know, read a book or whatever you want to do in a coffee shop.
Absolutely.
You know, and you want those things if you live in a community. That's what helps attract talent in. So we work with communities too, the municipalities, your downtowns. And then all of a sudden those businesses want to have a community that provides them a good structure for doing business, be it water, sewer, electric. And it talks, you know, you talk about the need for good taxation and a fair business environment. Mm-hmm. And in turn, those businesses pay taxes to the community. So we can see how the three work together, create a vibrant economy. That's what we do on a regular basis. You know, since we've been started in this work, we've helped create and retain about 800 jobs, Johnny, and also helped facilitate about $35 million of investment, which we say comes out to about economic impact, about $62 million.
Right.
That manifests itself in a lot of ways. That could be from a single project. That could be from multiple projects. That's kind of what we do on a regular basis at Market Van Buren.
And Sarah, as the development coordinator, you're kind of working and putting that all together. And so tell me a little bit about what your day-to-day is like for helping this community.
Yeah, so the one thing I'll say, you've heard Zach explaining all the things we do. There is no single day to day.
Sure.
But a lot of what we're doing is connecting with local businesses and governments to build relationships between the two and connect them with the resources that they need to either seize economic opportunity or overcome economic challenges. So sometimes that might mean I'm helping a rural downtown write a grant so that they can bring high-speed internet into their downtown area. Sometimes we're connecting businesses with the financial or educational resources they need to overcome challenges. So COVID-19 was a great example of that.
Absolutely.
Helping businesses retool and find grant opportunities. And then the other big part of what Zach and I are doing and what I support doing is building relationships between businesses and local municipalities so that we can accelerate large scale projects. So helping to bring in electrical or sewer infrastructure into an area so that we can build up an industrial park and bring in a new manufacturer and in turn bring in new good paying jobs for the community. So that work looks different every single day.
Right.
But the focus of it all is supporting a strong local economy.
Absolutely. Yeah. With all that foundation, for sure, it helps. It, everything from, like you said, about the, that opportunity for a new opportunity for a small business, or those challenges that they come up with. Maybe a new small business started a year ago, and then this happened with the pandemic, and it's obviously going to have a lot of different challenges. You get everything flipped up upside down. So you have to adjust and adapt. But like you said, Zach, it's the community as a whole. You know, you want to bring in a new business. You have an industrial park. Maybe you have a large facility that could be maybe expansion for a local business, or bring in a national brand or business. So that means you got to have the right community structure as a whole. And with that, speaking of new business, I understand you guys started your first awards program this year. Tell me a little bit about this, Sarah.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So it's twofold. In one part, we are recognizing the investors who have made our work at Market Van Buren possible, the betterment of the community possible. But the other piece of it is we all know 2020 was a crazy year for everyone, but it was particularly challenging for people who were starting new businesses. Business is challenging enough on its own, and then you throw in a pandemic and shutdown orders, and it was just super, super difficult for a lot of people. So having said that, though, there were a lot of businesses that have come out of this past year with plenty of success. We're wanting to take a moment to just kind of pause and celebrate those businesses. So in last year, we had a nomination process that was open to the community, and community members were nominating businesses that had started in the last 2 years that they thought really deserved recognition, either for their customer service or their adaptations to the COVID-19 pandemic. We're now in the process of reviewing those nominations. Hopefully, we'll be announcing semifinalists in early May.
Okay.
And then, COVID restrictions allowing, we'll be having a celebration in June to honor those new businesses and our investors as well. Just basically have a party to say we've made it through, and we're looking forward to what will hopefully be many more positive years of business growth in the future.
You know, so Johnny, something really unique that I'd like to brag about our business community is that, you know, a year ago, roughly, is when we started, learning a lot more about COVID.
Right.
I think you referenced before we came on air that we had the first case, right? So it started like becoming, you know, what's going to happen next? And quickly we realized that businesses were going to be closed down indefinitely and have their, you know, be restricted quite a bit. One of the things that we're kind of celebrating here is that most of the businesses we worked with, if I think all of them, are still in business, which is exciting. I think a third of them were supposed to close. And all the businesses we've worked with so far in Southwest Michigan here are still in business. And we want to celebrate those kind of wins. Those are really important things to say. The business community here in Southwest Michigan is very resilient. This is folks that worked hard, poured everything they had into it, cashed out their 401ks, took notes on their homes. They're still here a year later, which is great success.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things, almost like the caterpillar turning into a butterfly. You know, when you start a small business, you think you're going to spend a little more time slow moving like a caterpillar, but you jumped right into the cocoon and became a butterfly. So yeah, those businesses, I guess they had these ideas of how they wanted their business to go, and then new adaptations and new things with, with e-commerce, turning a website and selling that way, curbside service for restaurants, new avenues that they didn't even explore, but have made them successful and helped them sustain so many different ways. And like you said, those businesses that are still open, which is a great thing to hear, even in a regular basis, non-pandemic, to hear, you know, you're celebrating a 1 year anniversary, but to get through the pandemic and come onto the other side as a successful business is definitely, definitely something to brag about. So the awards, like you said, you're hoping to have that celebration sometime in person, hopefully, cross our fingers. And if people want to, is there a voting process or anything with that that goes along with this small business thing?
So we had public nominations last February. So that was the public component of it. So that portion of things is closed. We will be doing it again next year, though. So if somebody is thinking of starting a new business or they have one that they already know and love, hold on to that until next spring and make sure to make that nomination. If people are interested in learning more about our nominees or the awards process, I'd encourage them to check out our Facebook page where we'll be announcing semifinalists in probably about a month, hopefully. And that's just Market Van Buren. Get into Facebook and we should operate up.
And you get a lot of great information on your website as well. So if anybody is a current business, want to know more about how Market Van Buren can help them, or maybe they're thinking about starting a business, or really any level of your business path that you're on, where they can go to find all this information. What's your website?
Our website is marketvanburen.org.
Wonderful.
So there's a contact link in there, and we'd encourage you guys to shoot us an email or give us a phone call wherever you're at. If you're looking for services or support that we don't necessarily offer, we know the people in the community that we can connect you with. So we want to be able to support anybody wherever they're at in that business journey.
Absolutely. Great way to connect the dots in our community, and a good way to start that is with Market Van Buren. Well, Zach and Sarah, thank you guys so much for everything that you do on a regular basis, especially in the last year, to help all of our businesses and our community grow and come on to the other side better and better. So thank you so much. And also thank you for taking some time to chat with me today.
Johnny, thanks for having us. It's a real pleasure, and appreciate what you're doing and you know, informing people of what different organizations or people doing within the community. It's very important to use your platform that way, and thank you for that.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.